Godmorgen. I'm Michelle McNabb, Librarian Manager of the Family History and Genealogy Center at the Danish Immigrant Museum. We continue today an account by Peter Christensen, brother to the Lars Christensen of whom we spoke last week. After several years spent in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, Peter, his brother Matthias, and their families came to the Lake Albert area of Dakota Territory in the summer of 1878. Peter's account from a diary begins with the journey west. Our last railroad station was Luverne in Minnesota, a town which at that time had approximately 300 inhabitants. Our destination was a place about 100 miles northwest from there, and we had to ride in carriages drawn by horses, which we hired for $26. The journey took us 3 days. On the first day, it was not so bad, as long as there were roads and paths and colonists along the route. The country was slightly undulating, with black, deep topsoil, and in some places the grass in the swamps stood 4 or 5 feet tall. It got dark, and we didn't see any more white people, so we had to be content with bedding down in the grass as best we could. However, here we had the distressing gnats. These bloodsuckers turned up in such numbers that we could not sleep, and they tormented us to the limit and went on doing so until the goal of our journey was reached. We had planned to take a claim near some lakes, which we succeeded in finding after some days' search, and where we found our brother Lars. In these wild plains, the Red Indians and the buffaloes ruled before we came. That the buffaloes had been numerous was clearly to be seen by the fact that heaps of buffalo bones were everywhere. And some rings from the calving time showed that the cows protected their offspring with great care. For a long time, these rings, 20 to 25 feet in diameter, were visible on the surface of the ground. We also saw several antelope, but could not get within range of them. As soon as we had occupied the land which we required, I had to go back to Luverne to get supplies and to pick up the rest of our baggage. At that time, there were 2 or 3 other colonists within a radius of 6 or 7 miles, and one of them had an oxen. I hired a couple of them and a cart and got a man with me, and then we drove toward Luverne. It was a team of oxen without a harness, just with a yoke on their necks. We had not advanced more than 8 miles when we were surprised by a heavy hailstorm. The pieces of ice were not large, but they came down with force. We took refuge under the cart, which gave us some protection from the storm, and thunder and lightning roared around us. Wet and cold as we were, we drove on. About 4 miles further ahead, we got into another hailstorm with a terrible wind. But the hail were only the size of walnuts or pigeons' eggs. 2 days later, we passed a tract where an awful storm had raged. At this place, there were a few acres of wheat, and it looked as if it had been half plowed. Of straw, there was none. That had been hammered into the soil by the hailstones. We entered Minnesota, where the locusts met us by the millions. The nearer we got to Luverne, the worse they grew. They flew into our faces with such force that it made our skin smart. Once reaching Luverne, I bought stock and goods for $600, a team of oxen and provisions for a whole year, 4 cows, etc. We had 2 big cartloads. The 4 cows caused as much trouble, both to catch and to lead, as they were in a wild state, never having been tied up. Now the journey out into the wild plains started again with 2 heavy loads of grain. In these tracks, it was not long before we got stuck, and in this way it went, up and down. Now the weather grew so hot that we could not drive in the daytime because we feared that the oxen would tumble down with heat. So we had to go by night and rest during the day. When the sky was clear, we could steer by the stars. But several times we had rain and thunder, and it was very heavy going, and we frequently got stuck in a hole or bog in the darkness of night. And then the distressing gnats and flea beetles became worse and worse, and sometimes our oxen were thirsty when there was no water around. We'll leave Peter and his companions in this infelicitous situation, until next year. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you out there in KJAN land a most happy new year. I'm Michelle McNabb from the Danish Immigrant Museum. Have a godly day.